Chapter 114, Metamorphosis. So, there you suddenly are, sitting on a plane. The plane sitting on the tarmac. Minimal goodbyes as such. Restrained, tentative, inconclusive, incomplete, unsatisfactory. Nobody there now, up in the goodbye lounge. When you leave a place, the people there head off to whatever it was they were doing, get on with their affairs without you. Of course they do. Don't even notice that you've gone. There's that shopping to do, errands to run, chores galore, always chores. The merry-go-round doesn't stop just because you get off. And off you go. The plane charges down the runway, optimistically seeking lift, and just before the end of it, miraculously rises into the air, seemingly far too heavy to do such a thing, but there we are. The wings flexing upwards with the effort. Down below, the city you leave is turning like some kind of mechanical toy in a shop window. You are nowhere now, hanging in suspension, high above the earth in your winged metallic cocoon, drinks trolley already rattling down the aisle, to fill with sips the emptiness, the enigma of departure. You can't look back in a plane, or forwards for that matter, just the pilot and sidekick in the front seat, though they have most likely switched to automatic pilot, drawn blinds and donned eye shades for an afternoon nap. You and everybody else on the plane are now in no place, disconnected from time, chasing the sun. Passengers reach for the lunch menu card to further fill the void with something more substantial than drink and nuts. Should have ordered vegetarian to get served first. I'm flying. Look at me now. Baggage stowed, free as a bird to start anew, transforming, vibrating. Look at me now. Like a caterpillar digesting a final feast of leaves, wrapping itself in a soft acrylic flight blanket and strategically placed complementary cushions, forming a new cocoon inside which you can slowly change, shed your skin to reveal a new one, velvety smooth beneath. You no longer have eyes or limbs or external openings. You are hermetically sealed inside, oblivious to being nowhere, no place, and lost in time. Inside this tender new skin that is formed, your body starts to dissolve. Cells and tissues disband, disintegrate into a kind of puree or soup, before regrouping in a new configuration, building you a brand new body, poised and ready for the awakening, a second coming. For when the time comes and you can slit open your outer cocoon and see the world through new eyes, a new language in your head, new urges and new goals, your beautiful wings covered in iridescent flakes, wings that you must unfold and inflate, pumping your new blood through soft new veins before they set and harden.